So the opportunity is to remember that this is what they want to share, that this is occurring on an ongoing basis. In other words, as we will lock in with our highest self, as we will lock in with our highest truth, as we will, it's like on one of those nights, you know, the tarot cards, it's like, here I am, and here's my knight, is my sword ready to advance. As we keep remembering that what we're doing is accessing our divine self, we're accessing that union with our Christ conscious, and we stay clear of fear. In other words, we don't need to fear our mind. It's because this is all mind. It's all coming from past tense. It's all coming from past history, past concerns. We don't need to fear it. What we want to recognize is that it's coming forth for our cleansing. It's coming forth for our benefit. It's coming forth for our renewal. And so as we stay clear of fear and we make like a habit, if we, they're saying if we can get into a customary provision, make it essential to come into the habit of aligning with that higher self, aligning with that higher frequency, just out of habit. And they're showing me my dog, of all things. Now, the reason being, when the dog comes in from whatever, you know, you just see them kind of shake it out. I mean, they just do it because they know to shake it out. That's literally what we are learning how to require. In other words, how to take ourselves to that highest attunement, highest advancement. And so we don't literally have to shake, but we can if we would like to. But it's really about intention. It's really about moving to that higher frequency. Now, I did it, oh my gosh, I want to say like maybe 5 seconds. And I started seeing the central sun. I started seeing the roses from Mother Mary, and it's stepping forth. So the more that we can, oh my God, the energy coming through is so beautiful now. So the more that we can anchor in our focus with that intentional horizon, in other words, anchor in the promised land, anchor in our salvation, because remember, we're creating by consciousness. So our salvation, how it's going to get good and better yet, is as we attune to our higher self. So again, the more that what they're sharing is we've kind of been like sleepwalking. So we just go about life just taking on whatever is handed over to us, and we don't really get that we create with energy. And so it's a requirement then to be very, in other words, to continuously monitor your energy. It's as simple as that. And so when you notice that you're working out of energies that are low vibration, which is going to occur, you know, because it's up and down dualism, to have another turn, to treat yourself with kindness, to treat yourself with loveliness, to treat yourself with sincerity, and simply, it's just noticing, like if you're a mom and the straps on the stroller are just getting, you know, loose, like you take a moment and you just, you know, fix them, you reapply. So the same thing with us. When our straps with our higher self, with our highest frequency, with the frequency that we desire to live from, that we want to start creating things from being in union with our higher self, when we notice that we have parted ways at some point, the second that we notice it, it's just taking that extra step, taking that requirement, taking that pause. And so this is where the more that we can love ourselves, our true selves, our true nature, the more that we can come to appreciate and value our best resources, frequency, the best resources, light. So the more that we can value ourselves and value that we are the co-creator in all situations. In other words, life is not happening out there. It's happening from us. And so as we're bringing forth and projecting some of the old values, some of the old beliefs, and that's what we're currently resolving. That's what we're currently, what the stakes are, is we're kind of clearing up, as we all are very aware, is mass consciousness. We're clearing up, and we've all taken on a lion's share, as the good stewards of the life that we are. And so it's an exercise of purpose. It's an exercise of substantial promotional value, because again, what is going to occur is not only are we sending signals into the collective, which is the real reason we're here. The reason we're here in Oz is because we're bringing forth that master consciousness into the earth plane, and we're bringing it into form so that we can create change as we go along. But of course, as we do this in the name of service, we also serve ourselves. In other words, we can't be doing it for world peace. We can't be doing it to end hunger and not treat ourselves kindly and not attune to the highest frequency as we go about our business, because they're saying it's going to be sloppy seconds if we try that approach. That's the reason there have been so many charitable contributions. There's been so many wonderful efforts, and yet it never really solves the whole picture, right? Because again, we have to take ourselves for that beautiful value that we are, to treat ourselves, to treat our vessel with extreme prejudice. In other words, when the energy coming through is just so delightful now. So, you know, treat yourself like a $60 million, $60 billion, whatever you please, instrument, because truly you are, truly you are. That's how effective you are. So we really want to get into the orchestration of renewal in terms of appreciating self. So you can imagine, if this is the truth, this is how important we are. For those of us that are still plagued with some of those lower energies, so it's the, you know, low self-esteem or the low this or the low that, you can see how that's sabotaging the orchestration of this advancement. So the more that you can tap in to the reality of who you are, and they're asking us, each of us, to take that deep holy breath now and to recognize the good pleasure, recognize that the reason that we're here is to subject ourselves to the finale. In other words, what we're doing is we're dreaming in our best. We're dreaming in our starship. We're dreaming in our higher self. This is the attainment that Gaia has been calling forth, and this is what we're coming to do. We're coming to assume that position of self-mastery. Well, if you think about it, self-mastery, it's time to master the self. So this is why it's so very important for those stepping forth, so very, very important that we treat ourselves with kindness, that we treat ourselves with loveliness, that we come into our highest purpose of ascension and recognizing all that we are, all that we're claiming. And so, dear ones, as we bring forth this attunement, as we bring forth the light, we bring forth this to each of you. We ask you to self-regulate. And for those that have stepped into the parlor a little bit late, we invite you to listen to the recording, but understand that your higher self has been present and has received the full impact of the attunement, yes? Because we project, we bring forth that which we then step into. So understand, dear ones, this is occurring on an ongoing basis. When you show up in the physical, you have already arrived. There is a predecessor before you, understand, that is securing your place, that is setting the tone, that is bringing forth energetic advancement. This is how you know how to prepare. You get a feel for the room, shall we say, because you have already arrived. So we ask you, dear ones, to trust that which is evolving, to trust that which you were experiencing as you move in, as you move about the cabin, shall we call it a temple now, because you're getting used to treating yourselves like royalty. Now we ask you therefore to embody this presence, this attire of feeling the royalty, not with the snob, with the nose, of course, but with the regal expectation of the fortune that you desire to manifest and create. Now some of you are interested in the golden coin, and we say hooray, and some of you are interested in the health needs, and we say, well, of course, indeed. In other words, you are learning how to create with abundance, yes? And so is understanding that this is your divine right to have abundance in all areas and all needs. Now, in order to claim this, you must understand that you are an abundant self. You must come into alignment with your higher self. And so this is where we are claiming this for you. We are claiming this on your behalf on a regular basis. places, but we ask you to participate. Some of you are waiting to be bestowed, and you say, here are my arms. Where is my grace? Where is my grace? So we remind you, this is where we shared quite extensively that we stayed put and the channeler came and met us where we are. We ask you to recommend yourselves, therefore, to that highest point, a vantage point, on a regular basis, so you can discover how easy it is to align with your higher self, to align with the energies that are flowing. Now, we'd like to speak about grace, because grace is a very operative word. In other words, it is quite user-friendly. As you come and permit yourself to receive, there are some that are still lagging behind a little bit, and you have your little checklist, you see, because you know, we look at our channeler's checklist, and you know, we've been asking her to kind of tear that up a little bit, and the flame and the water, and to release, because again, this is of the egoic consciousness. We're moving into a new attainment, yes, as you will come into agreement with this. Because imagine all the souls that are there suffering and say, oh, I believe, but you know, look what I just did this month and that month and last year, and oh, the past lives, now I have this. So how is this going to happen? How is the ascension process ever going to take place? It will be a nightmare without grace. And so grace is coming to bestow upon you the excellent recommendation of your truth, of your holiness, of your love, the power of love. Now, in order to accept this, you must see yourself as worthy. Yes? So we ask you, dear ones, to treat yourself as royalty, a spiritual royalty. Understand? Spiritual royalty. And so you have a shot then. You're in the ballpark, because you understand that provisions will be made as you will see yourself as a resourceful participant, as you are open to receiving the grace, as you are open to receiving the liberal pleasure. We ask you, therefore, to treat yourself with kindness. Treat yourself as a holy vessel of remembrance. Treat the body with love. If it's flabby, if it's firm. These are all adjectives of form, of density. You are not the body. You are divine presence. So the body is imbued with divine presence. Has more of an interest now, yes, has more of an impact, because you are uniting your divine presence into form. So treat the body lovingly. Talk to the body the way you would talk to a plant. Some of you are talking to plants better than you are speaking to your body, and you're wondering why you have not received your healing yet. Yes? Talk to your body. Talk to your heart. Talk to your spirit. Talk to yourself on a continuous basis. Remember to attune to the highest vibration. Remember often. We come to you in your slumber. We come to you in your meditative retreats. Understand, let's discuss this just a little bit. The meditation, it is good. You have time. The cell phone down. Some of you are, I pick up, I put down. set aside. Meditation, it can be an impromptu experience when you have the willingness of the heart. So where is the heart? Is it closed? Is it open? Open for instruction, open as a receptacle, as a vessel of communion with divine, with divinity. When you have that openness, the meditation is ongoing. It is never ending. You're waking up, dear ones, to awaken consciousness. You're waking up to ascension. So it pays to pay attention to that which you're experiencing within the heart. Listen to the heart. The mind, been running the show, and it has you dizzy, has you a little bit stalled out. The heart will bring you back into true remembrance. So when you are doing the daily tasks, and there are many, while you are in form, it is an opportunity to get closer to your divine self. So come back to the heart, come back to the breath. Ask and you shall receive. Notice what you are asking for. Are you asking for retaliation? Are you asking for bitterness? Are you asking for sorrow? Bring all those emotions, the afflictive ones, bring it to the heart. Ask for instruction. Say, here, this is what I have. Now, some of you do this, but you are still scared to listen because you do not trust yourselves. You do not remember who are you? You are spiritual royalty. So if you're a spiritual royalty, you probably have something to say back to yourself, yes? This is where you come to the remembrance of the truth of the soul, the reason for this lifetime. Each of you are masters, no exception. So relax about that, if, not if, when you will bestow to yourselves the privilege of owning your divine power. That is what we are here to teach, to instruct, to help you to trust. Trust yourselves. Our channeler, she is beginning many years now, and we have just now begun. She passes the learning to you. So perhaps you won't need as many years as it took her. This is what you're each doing for each other, because you're going to learn faster and faster, and then you're going to pass it to another and another, and imagine the globe. You see this from the satellite, yes, all the lights. We see the Christ light. We see the light beings. This is what we see. And we watch steadily as you come to recognize yourselves and permit the light to shine. This is what is being established now, and it will quicken. You will notice. You will get something after much trial, and you will share your success with another, and the other will pick it up. They are picking up your frequency. They are picking up your vibration, and they will share it with another and another. So everything that you do for the all. And this is what we will leave you with. Have this in your prayer time. Have this in your intention. As you succeed, as you overcome, as you come to understand, ask that that understanding, that light, that treasured frequency that you now embody, be shared with all that seem to be suffering, that seem to still be in duality, as you say. It will bring good to all. It will increase the effectiveness, and it will bestow further blessings and education to you, because Spirit, it will take notice, huh? She's sharing, she's teaching. He's providing. Let us give him more, because he's sharing those blessings. So we put in a little, it's a little trick of the mind, because you still believe your mind. So however you see it, come together often in these gatherings. You come together without the form. You have been discussing this, yes? Our channeler appears to you. This will occur more often. With many beings of light, because you are learning to recognize there is no separation. So why wait for the phone call? Why wait for the physicality to show up? I can reach Saint Germain with just a sincere heart. Pretty handy, yes? This is what's occurring. We are each holding hands, shaking hands, loving the love. This is the telephone line. This is the telephone line to all your needs, to all your answers. So we will recap for those that have traveled in. a bit behind, but always in divine perfection. Always in divine perfection. Always. Always. Trust this, dear ones. No shooting the self in the foot. No blame. Trust that you are learning union of consciousness, and that is always perfect. You are always perfect. You are divine. You are divinity. Claim this perfection for all. Look into another. Wish them well. You're wishing yourself. Wish them well. When you part ways, imagine that wellness staying with them. So, frequency. When you find yourself a little lower, you raise up. You raise up. You make this the priority. The shuffling, each of you are being guided. Yes, you have what is termed the grace, the protection, our Chandler likes to say. You have protection, dear. It is true. It is true. Because you are the most challenged right now. You are being asked to step up in faith and walk the path of a master. This is your duty. You seem to go to work. You have other duties, seemingly. But as you prioritize your path, your intention, your love, you will find this energy working on behalf of you quite well. And we spoke, yes, about the courtesy of abundance. You are living, past tense, the dream of egoic consciousness, separation. Is it no wonder that you find yourself separate from the things that you desire, because you have not acquired the taste for the good life in the heart? In recognizing that separation is a dualistic theme that no longer registers for one of spiritual royalty. And so, as you work with these higher values, as you work with these higher energies, as you learn, as you train the self to always go to that divine self for good counsel, when you have the afflictive emotions, because you are all in the period, in the process of washing out the sins, washing out the belief in sin. As you bring those afflictive emotions to the heart with an open heart, you will hear, you will get, receive the provisions, the meditation. Meditate often. Meditate while sweeping the floor. Meditate while waiting for a bus. But do not make this meditation process complicated. It is simply remembering the truth of self and letting go of some of the chatter, the mind, believing the mind is who you are. You are spiritual royalty. Spiritual royalty. What's in my mailbox? What's in the royal mailbox today? And as you remember, there is a telephone line with love. It will help you connect to your divine self, to our channeler at times that you're witnessing, to all the masters. It will help you connect. So, we thank you. We thank you. This is our humble thanks for your appearance. We cannot do this show without you. So you are the star pupils. We are here to lend a hand when we watch what you accomplish. You have read what we have accomplished, and we would like to read and watch and see and celebrate what you accomplish in this very day, in this very hour, in this very lifetime. So go with peace, with love, with joy. What a beautiful name, Joy. Go with joy. They're all going to go home with you, with joy. Be joyful. Live your divinity. Live your divine life. This is what you're teaching to others. you're going to learn it and learn it, and you're going to pass it on, and they're going to learn it much faster, and you're going to say, what did I do wrong? It took me so long. You handed them the answers. It's like you doing your homework, and someone gets the benefit of the correct answer. Because you know how to do it the long way. And time is speeding up. Things will not take as long. Things will not be as heavy as you master your energy. So you pick yourself up. We watch our channeler do this quite often. She's getting better. Yes, those that know her, not down in the dumps quite as long now, because she trusts, she applies. She has a tutorial at home. That would be us. And she's using it. Because what good is the tutorial if you never pick it up? We have been waiting. We are quite blessed. We share these blessings with each of you. And we will respond to your questions. We will share our impressions. Take the energies in. Breathe them in. Take them with you. Travel with them. Use them for your accelerated process. Use them for your holy vision. Use them. Use these energies of truth to create as the master that you are. So it is.
Nicole, that was so funny.
Perfect number. Look at this, perfect number. That's cool, huh? Okay, so everybody, welcome. Hi, Katya. We were like, is she coming? And I asked seven people to psychically tell me if they were coming, and we were all gun-shy, including me. Have you been here before?
Yes.
You have. Do you need a card for the website? Okay, the session's recorded. Everyone else has it. So you can go on and listen again. Okay, so what we are going to do